and the former rain upon the earth. Hosea 6:3. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. Joel 2:23. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:17 and 21. The great work of the gospel is not to close with less manifestation of the power of God than marked its opening. The prophecies which were fulfilled in the outpouring of the former rain at the opening of the gospel are again to be fulfilled in the latter rain at its close. Here are the times of refreshing to which the Apostle Peter looked forward when he said, Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out in the investigative judgment, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus, servants of God with their faces lighted up and shining with holy consecration, will hasten from place to place to proclaim the message from heaven. By thousands of voices all over the earth, the warning will be given. Miracles will be wrought, the sick will be healed, and signs and wonders will follow the believers. Satan also works with lying wonders, even bringing down fire from heaven in the sight of men. Thus the inhabitants of the earth will be brought to take their stand. And one of the things that I emphasized in there, and I'll pull this together later on, is this is a worldwide event, brothers and sisters, all over the earth. Gideon is representing those at the end of the world that are studying the Word of God, have a personal experience with Jesus Christ, that are hidden under the shadow of the Most High, that are looking forward to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They're looking forward to the finishing of the work. You'll notice that Gideon is by the wine press. Important subject, because the focus of the story of Gideon is the final chastisement or destruction or punishment of the wicked. This is one of the emphasis of the story of Gideon. And this wine press that Gideon is by here in this story is a common and important symbol in this scenario in Bible prophecy. Revelation 19:11-21. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had the name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God.